I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, whistling while you're working at winning. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie. I could see that coming.
Oh, hi. That's hi, Bill. Fine. Hi, what's up? Okay.
We have not spoken about what fun it would be for fans of old-timey hockey if the Stanley Cup Finals matched two original six teams. How does Blackhawks / Bruins sound to you?
What? It sounds fine to me. It's remarkable to me that we haven't had an original six matchup in 34 years. That's really astonishing. First of all, got to go back to the sweaters. None of this modern breathable fabric. Got to go back to the sweaters.
Next, you'll suggest no masks on the goalies.
No. Got to have the masks on the goalies, and got to have the helmets too. I want like aesthetic nostalgia, not dangerous medical nostalgia.
Okay. Speaking of the playoffs, Charlie, when was the last time you saw a hockey player continue trying to block shots after successfully blocking one got him a broken leg?
Yeah, that's Gregory Campbell of the Bruins, who, by the way, will never have to pay for a beer in the city of Boston ever again in his life. I mean, that's what hockey players do. That's what hockey players do, absolutely.
The San Antonio Spurs took the first game of the NBA Finals. Will the Miami Heat rally and successfully defend their title?
I hope so. I hope they rally and we get a series out of this. But I'll tell you what, the San Antonio Spurs are competitively about the toughest team we have in any sport anywhere right now. And Tony Parker, the shot that sealed the game where he got up off the floor and got it up in the air and beat the shot clock going through LeBron James's arm, that's one you're going to see in highlight reels for 100 years. I mean, the only thing better than that would be if he had broken his leg or something.
Jason Kidd and Grant Hill both retired this week, and so the average age of NBA players dropped by, what, 7 or 8 years?
They were co-rookies of the year. They were picked second and third in the draft in 1994, and they retired in the same week. It's really quite remarkable.
The Toronto Raptors are under new management, Charlie, and the new management has been making noises about changing the team's name. Have any suggestions for them?
Well, going back now, because we do like to do a little history here on Only a Game, the names that were suggested prior to them settling on Raptors included Hogs, Beavers, Terriers, Bobcats, taken now, T-Rex, awful, Tarantulas, worse, Scorpions, getting even worse than that, Dragons, okay, and Grizzlies, which is taken now. So I shudder to think what they're going to come up with on their second try.
Alex Rodriguez is one of a score of players allegedly connected to the defunct Biogenesis Clinic in Florida. Biogenesis founder Tony Bosch announced this week that he would cooperate with Major League Baseball's ongoing investigation. How does this compare to the Balco fiasco and baseball's various other steroid embarrassments?
I think it's exactly the same thing because you finally got a sleazy, weasel-speaking canary to talk, and now we're going to have another whole year or two of outrage, and then we'll maybe even produce a couple of more criminal trials that will go nowhere and will waste a lot of money.
Meanwhile, Ohio State is finally going to do something about updating that ridiculously inadequate venue in which their football team has been playing.
They forced out their president this week, so they've got a little bit of room to spare up there. Yeah, they're going to expand the stadium to 104,829, which will bump them up to third place over Neyland Stadium in the Let's Put More Seats arms race in college football.
Yeah, it only had 102,000 seats.
What's that extra 2,000 that's going to make all the difference?
And as you mentioned, speaking of Ohio State, they are looking for a president. Hey, listeners, if you want to be a university president, get your resume in now.
And don't mouth off about Notre Dame, because that will always get you in big trouble.
According to FIFA's latest rankings, which came out this week, Brazil's national men's team is number 22 in the world. Brazil had never been out of the top 20 until this week. So do you suppose more people than ever before now regard FIFA as a silly organization?
Well, now you know FIFA, so you tell me. Is the reason that Brazil has dropped all the way to 22nd in the ranking the fact that their check hasn't cleared yet, or what?
It sounds right. I'm not sure.
I refuse to believe that Ecuador, Croatia, and Belgium are all better than Brazil. I will not believe that. Even with little I know about international soccer, I won't believe that.
Do you think people who've thought that they might like to be world-class athletes may want to reconsider when they hear what happened to champion skier Lindsey Vonn while she was attending the Council of Fashion Designers of America Awards at Lincoln Center in New York on Monday night?
Isn't the war on drugs a wonderful thing, Bill? Doesn't it make you proud to be an American? The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency urine police showed up in the middle of this banquet and dragged her off to be randomly tested in the middle of it. I simply wouldn't do it. I would call the security at whatever hotel it was and have the urine police escorted to the sidewalk as rudely as possible.
Former national swimming champion and Hollywood star Esther Williams died on Thursday. Have you a favorite Esther Williams movie?
A favorite Esther Williams movie?
She made a lot of movies.
And I've seen none of them.
She dove from heights
All I know is that every movie she emerges from the pool. And there are other lovely mermaids who come out of the pool in this music. When I was a kid, Esther Williams was a cultural touchstone. Mm-hmm. Any woman who swam would say, "Hey, who do you think you are, Esther Williams?" So that's what I know about Esther Williams. And the fact she was married to Fernando Lamas for a while. But other than that, I have never seen an Esther Williams movie.
I don't believe you.
I have never seen one. I did not even see the movie she made with Fernando Lamas in which they fell in love called Dangerous When Wet.
And finally,
sports!
Father's Day is coming up, and I hope none of Jack Nicholson's children are planning on giving him a set of golf clubs, because if they are, they're too late.
Yeah, Jack bought a set made by a Japanese company called Honma. They cost $75,000. It took 100 people to make these clubs, and they are made out of platinum and 24-karat gold. And you know what? If you knock them against a root when you're trying to get your ball out of the rough, it won't matter. It will chip anyway.
Yeah, and it's a $12,000 repair on that meshy
exactly
niblick.
Exactly right. Because you're not going to go to the pro shop and say, "Please, can you give a slab of 24-karat gold to fix my 4-iron?"
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Bill.